God in three persons, equal, distinct persons, the Trinity. I hope you would agree with me, my dear brothers and sisters, when I say it would have been easy to understand, less hassle, less problematic, if God revealed himself as one God in one person, equal, isn't it? But one God in three divine, equal, distinct persons is very, very hard to understand. That's why there are a lot of heresies after this, the revelation of God. But this doesn't mean, my dear brothers and sisters, that God cannot be known. In fact, God is known through his actions, especially the acts of love. Moses, in our first reading today from the book of Deuteronomy, addressed the people saying that God is not a concept. God is not a figment of the imagination. And God is not a juggling of ideas. But rather, God is a person. God is real and can be known only through his actions. Or can be known through his actions. In the book of Deuteronomy, we have heard a while ago, there are two actions, specific actions, which God revealed himself. One is his dialogue with the people. Why did God dialogue with his people? This dialogue, or through this dialogue, God is engaging in a personal relationship with his people. He is revealing himself as a God who is no other than himself, who is above all other gods simply because of his power. Remember, when you look at the universe, you could only conclude that there is a God who is powerful and nobody could compete in his majesty and in his power. So God, in dialoguing with his people, he wanted us, his people. Aside from this dialogue, God also freed his people from slavery. His act of liberation. And his act of liberation is not a one moment in time. It continues because people also continues to sin, also continues to commit sin. And here God shows his power by liberating man from the evil one. These actions of God show who God is, that he is a God who is so close to his people. Saint Paul, in our second reading today, in his letter to the Romans, talks about adoption. I think few Sundays ago, I mentioned this in one of my homilies. Filiation. Filius means son. We are made children of God. And according to Saint Paul, it is through the Holy Spirit. Saint Paul was very specific in the actions of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. According to Saint Paul, through the Holy Spirit, we are made sons of God through the action also of Jesus Christ. His merits on the cross made us his brother, made us children of God. And since we are children of God, we are heirs with Christ, heirs of the kingdom of heaven. And so with the Holy Spirit infused in us, in our own spirit, we are children of the one Father. So this action of the Father, that's why according to Saint Paul, since we are called as children of God, adopted children of God, we can call God as our Father, Abba, our Father. Just like Jesus, who called his Father Abba. Since we are adopted children of God, we can also have access to that Father. And so we can call our Father, our Daddy, our Papa, our Father. So what a beautiful reflection on the part of St. Paul. This is the working of the Trinity, the triune God, the three persons in one God, trying to reach out to his people. Now the gospel, there is only one point that I would like to reflect. And this is baptism. Jesus Christ mandated his apostles, go therefore to the whole world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Make them my disciple. And in what way are we made disciple of Jesus Christ? Through baptism. Baptism is not just a mere rite wherein water is poured out on us and then we are cleansed. The deeper meaning of baptism in this sense in the Gospel of St. Matthew is when Jesus said, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, it is an immersion. We are immersed into the life of the Trinity. We are immersed in the life of the Father, in the life of the question, and in the life of the Holy Spirit. And you may ask this question, my dear brothers and sisters, Father, can you please elaborate what is that life of the Trinity? How does these three persons are united as one? It's so difficult to fathom, to comprehend, and to understand. The life of the Trinity is none other than the life of love. And when there is love, there is no competition. The Son does not compete with the Father, so with the Holy Spirit, because they are bonded by love. Since there is no competition, there is no envy, no conflict. This is pure love. Aside from love, the life of the Trinity is a life of communion. I think last week, they also talk about communion, the necessity of being united. Our world is so shattered. There are a lot of divisions. There are a lot of conflicts. Families, in our work, in our society, throughout the whole world, there are a lot of conflict. And this, we can reflect on the life of the Trinity. Though the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are distinct, they are in complete unity. Comunio. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit does not fight each other because of that love. Only if people would live as in true love, selfless love, then there would be total communion. And this is what we are praying, my dear brothers and sisters, that we Christians, since we were immersed in the life of the Trinity, we are challenged to propagate this love that exists between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are also challenged to propagate this life of communion. Remember that these are distinct persons. The Father is different from the Son is different from the Father as persons, yet they live in total communion. Husband and wife, you are not the same, are you? You have different temperaments. You have different family backgrounds. Yet you are called to total and absolute communion. And when you live in love and in communion, you live the Trinity. The Trinity is totally existing and living in you. This is the challenge, my dear brothers and sisters, for us as we celebrate the solemnity of the Trinity. Because when I live in selfless love, when I desire communion with other human beings, then God is present there. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is there. Now, my last question and point for reflection as you go out of this church is this: what action of God in your life that lead you to know Him? Because we have reflected the action of God, the action of the Trinity in your personal life. What has taught you that you lead Him to know Him, and in knowing Him, you would love Him more and follow Him more closely?